Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Hey, John, how are you?
Very good, Jeff.
We just started talking about what you're going to talk about, the $30 to watch the new Mulan movie on TV. And when we first heard about it, I think Fritz said, I go, $30? I said, that's crazy. And Fritz was like,
"No,
yeah, but you know, you probably own it." Like, we were operating under the assumption that you probably own it.
I thought, like, once you bought it for the $30, it was kind of like when you get the DVD, it's just downloaded in your thing.
You would think for that money, you would own it, right?
Yeah.
You'd get to keep it forever.
Yeah.
Not the case, is it, John?
No, it is. It's very different. This is amazing, guys, because it's the first time this has happened where a streaming service is going to charge a fee, and we're talking a big fee to watch a new movie. And first of all, it's not the old Mulan that you guys all saw 15 years ago. It's not the animated.
Oh.
It's the new Mulan, the new live-action Mulan, which is what they did with The Lion King a year or so ago, and that was a huge hit. So Disney has this new live-action Mulan with real characters. They've been holding it off all summer. It was supposed to go into theaters. It was supposed to show up in theaters back in May. Obviously, that didn't happen.
And they would have made millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah.
They
would have made a fortune.
Yeah.
So then they were saying, well, should we hold it for Christmas? Well, now there's a question of whether movie theaters will be open for Christmas. We just don't know.
So you divide a family of four by 30, it's $7.50 each.
Right.
Which
that's
is
a
less
pretty
than
good
a
deal
price.
Than going.
Yeah. Yep.
So what they said is we're going to release it to Disney Plus. If you're a member of Disney Plus, that's $7 a month. It's going to be $30 on top of that. And they say that's actually a great deal because, as you said, Tim, you know, it's only $7 and change per person. It's cheaper than going to the movie theater. Think of taking four people to the movies, you know, $12 a ticket, all that popcorn, all those drinks.
I miss the popcorn the most.
Yeah,
I miss that more than the actual seeing the movie.
Yeah.
The movies is the only time I eat Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Sitting there chomping down on that popcorn. And the trailers, you know, there's a lot of things you miss about the movie theater. But back to Mulan, it's going to be $30. And, you know, they say, you know, if it's a family of four watching this for the first time, it's cheaper than movie theater, which is true. But there's a precedent being set. And the issue is that they're taking a streaming service that you are already paying for and asking you to pay more on top of it. And imagine if other streaming services look at this and go, hey, it worked. Disney did pretty well. Let's start doing that. And that means that the next time Hulu comes out with a Hulu original, that's going to be another $25 to watch that. Or Netflix. Think of all the movies on Netflix and the original shows on Netflix. You know, think of I'm still watching Ozark these days. Think if they decided that, oh, Ozark, that's going to be another $40 to watch that.
Yeah, they're going to create different levels of memberships and
That
kind of sucks. I mean, the whole point of paying a membership fee or paying the monthly fee was so that you'd have access to these things and you wouldn't have to pay extra.
Yeah,
so.
Remember Bird Box last year on Netflix, 2 years ago, I guess it was, you know, going down the river with the blindfold on. That was such a huge, huge movie. But it was included as part of your $14 Netflix subscription. Now, imagine if they see that what Disney's doing now and they say, you know what? You know what, when we come out with Bird Box 2, you know, let's do that. And suddenly, it's going to be $30 to see Bird Box 2, where the last time it was free.
Yeah, how long will they be able to sustain, though? I mean, these movies that they're making, like Bird Box, I mean, these are major motion pictures.
Yes. Expensive to make.
So, you know, how long can they keep making them and just throwing them on Netflix and letting people get that as part of their subscription?
Yes, you know Netflix is just watching this closely to see, does Disney do well with Mulan and make good money? Because those studios are saying, hey, we can do that. Problem is, that's going to start making streaming a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Sure.
How long do they leave it up there for the $30? Like, is it just for 2 months you got to pay the $30? Or
no,
is it a week?
You're essentially buying it. I believe you are essentially buying the movie at that point.
And you get to download it and keep it, or?
Well, my point is, like, right now, like, if you go to Disney Plus, they have, like, The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, all of that stuff on there because you pay the fee. At what point does Mulan just become part of the regular movie?
Right. And where you don't have to pay for it.
Correct.
It'll be a year, for instance. You would think.
Like, how long do they make you wait to actually watch it?
Yeah,
for free.
I don't know. Yeah. That's going to come out next month. That's going to be the start of September, and a lot of people in the business and industry are watching very carefully, because if it's a hit, more movie studios are going to do this, and suddenly your streaming bill's going to go up.
Right.
Yeah, before Netflix, I mean, I always had iTunes, and I was one of the early adopters. I had the Apple TV before most people. Then what I liked about it, what I still like about it, is I just pay for what I watch.
Yeah.
So I pay a fee to rent a movie, or I buy it. It's in my iTunes collection. It stays in my iTunes.
Right. Or you rent it for $3.99.
And there's no fee. Unless I go Apple TV Plus, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's a whole new world. We'll see what happens when Mulan hits the small screen. That'll be first week of September. Hey, guys, have a good week. As I always say, don't waste your money.
All right. Thank you, John. It's 7:41. Jen, you were talking about popcorn, because that's one of the biggest things you miss about going to the movies.
I love popcorn.
For what it's worth, I just want to put that out there for anyone who's experiencing the same craving. According to their website, they are making popcorn at the movie theater.
Oh, nice.
Any day at the Marymount Theater.
Okay.
From 4 to 8 p.m.
I could swing in and just grab
some. You can go to the box office and you can purchase your own bag. They're these $12 mega bags, which is about the size of four
larges.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of popcorn.
Yeah.
But how do you get the butter on it?
You got to do that on
the
side.
No, you take it home and you melt it in your microwave. You make your own authentic.
Oh, wow.
I have to cook, Jeff.
That does sound a little bit.
I know. You got to use the microwave and everything. So anyway, according to their website, the Marymount Theater does it any day from 4 to 8 p.m. It also says it's available at the Esquire Theater on Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. There was a period there where they were doing it at the Kenwood Theater, but I can't find any information on that. So I don't want to put it out there because, you know,
I wonder if
it's not on their website.
Close to you, Jen, if they're open and ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, you could stop by and pick one up at
that
Cinema Deluxe that you like so much.
But you're right. There is something about that movie theater popcorn. The only other thing that I have found that kind of comes close is the buttery popcorn. I don't even know what they call it, but it's the kind you get from the Boy Scouts whenever they're selling them. You know, they sell the popcorn. There's one variety that they have that is like it's in a red box, and it's a, you know, it's got butter in it, and I've found that that's pretty close, pretty good.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to the Boy Scouts, I've got to always get the one that has the white chocolate, the dark chocolate, you know, the four different kinds of chocolate on it, and the caramel, and it's gooey and chewy, you know.
Well, get that, too.
I mean, what's stopping you?
It's both ends.
When is that happening, the Boy Scouts? Are the Boy Scouts still getting together and selling popcorn?
I feel like year-round, somebody's got some stash somewhere.
Yeah.
Because every time I put it out there,
people are like,
inundated with emails.
You can buy it from the Batesville County Boosters.
Hey, we got some.
It's always random. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy cat people. I love crazy cat people. Now crazy cat people have no excuse for being single, because they just got their own dating app. A new app called Tabby launched on Saturday for International Cat Day. And it specifically caters to single people with cats. You create a profile and describe yourself, just like normal dating apps. But you're also encouraged to upload photos and videos of your cats, describe their personality, and set up cat-friendly dates with people. You could check it out. Check it out of the App Store.
I love this. I think this
and
is
Google
sweet.
Play, or
I
on their
it's
website.
It's great, too. Because, you know, if you are the stereotyped crazy cat lady, you could go on, you could post pictures of you with your cats. You can meet men that also enjoy cats, that you guys could all hang out together.
We're going to get our friend Brian on Tabby.
He's
a big cat guy.
He's still a single guy.
Yep. And he's got a couple cats too, I think, right?
Two.
Yeah, the same company, I guess, launched a dog-centric dating app earlier this year called Dig.
I think that's cute too. I like
so
the name
there's
of it.
That.
I think you should get on that one, Jen.
You think so?
I mean, why not?
I need to find somebody who can really be understanding with my dog, Merle. He's got some issues.
He does. He's a
very anxious little dog.
He's a bit of a loose cannon. He's really nice to you, and then all of a sudden he just barks.
Yeah, he gets nervous. Don't know what it is. I haven't quite figured it out. I keep talking about getting a pet psychic in.
Merle has anxiety.
Does he just like even last night I'm sitting at my fire pit and he's in the backyard and he's just running from one side of the yard to the other. It's like he's searching for something to bark at. He's looking for people. He is on guard and he's just going to see if there's anything he needs to be concerned about. He wants to make sure that everybody knows that he's there just in case they're going to try to pull something.
Sounds maybe. Like the 2-year-old I was with on my vacation the last week.
Maybe you're just not providing him with enough like stimulation or drama. Like
he's stimulated.
He's clearly looking for like the next, he's afraid he's going to miss out on something. So he has to go outside and create his own stuff.
Do you think he needs a job? Do you think that could be
it?
Like, you know how some dogs need a job?
Yeah.
You think Merle needs a job?
I don't know, but people in the neighborhood are laughing at me because they're like, we love to watch you walk your dog because he zigzags. Like, he doesn't walk in a straight line. He goes as far as the leash will take him to the right, and then he immediately darts and goes as far as the leash will take him to the left. And so it's like this big zigzag back and forth and back and forth. He walks twice as far as I do.
Well, he's just looking for stuff to do. He's excited to be out there. He's like, Mom.
Sniffing.
But what about over here? Hey, guys. It's like when you go bar hopping. It's like you stop by the Grail. Then you go next door to, you know, you got to go back and forth to make sure you got all the bases covered.
Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, I thought of Jacob over the weekend because Kristen took her daughter. They went on a road trip. So she's out of town and I'm sitting outside by the garden and I'm just sipping a little summer cocktail, and I look over at the garden, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's going to have a lot of weeding when she gets back. I could do that, but nope.
I didn't want to. Nope. Jacob did pull weeds over the weekend at my house and my parents' house. He was very excited.
Yeah, so
we need to hire him.
You guys want to make a trip down to Kenwood here in the next week? You're more than welcome. I'll provide cocktails for Mom and well, Jacob, go to work.
How much does it pay?
Yeah, what is he? Yeah. What does he charge?
Exactly.
We're gonna have to see the job.
You got to ask him because
it's actually really small. It's not that big.
I bet you could pay him in Target gift cards. He likes that stuff.
He would totally love it.
He's
gonna be so
estimates.
Excited. A neighbor came over yesterday and said, "We're going on vacation. Do you think Jacob would like to get our mail for us?" And I'm
"Oh
like,
my God, yes!
Oh, would he ever?" So he doesn't know yet. I can't wait to tell him that
for $10 he can.
No,
we need to start getting the money out there.
Well, you know, let's see how well he does before we start charging.
Oh, he's gonna do so great.
But see, Jacob, you know, kind of feels like Merle feels. You know, you got two guys here, two men that need a job
that need to be busy.
A man needs a job. So, Tim was on vacation last week, and I was curious how the whole flying experience, because I know you Airbnb'd.
Yep, we did our private house, private beach, private pool, cooked all our food, so we stayed isolated.
You sound so fancy. Like, oh, I have my private beach, my private pool.
Well, it's the responsible thing.
Trying to, you know, I went to a hot spot. We planned it in March when everything was dirt cheap.
I know. Yeah. They did show a graphic on TV. Like, they got it down to, like, I think 4 states now that they're really concerned about that are, like, 15% plus, and Florida was one of them. Thinking, but it's good. So you were laying low and you were all being responsible. Yep. You were by yourselves. You had your own place. How was the flying experience?
So
was it like going through CVG?
So going through CVG, first off, everything has changed there. There's a new entrance. You got to park in a new spot while they fix some of the other parking. But everything, they had extra people kind of walking around to guide you.
That's good.
At least it felt like there were more people working.
They had people accessible that if you got lost or had a question or needed to know where to go.
You know, hang here till you're a little too close. Hang here.
Did you see the little cleaning robot thing they have go around?
I did not see it, but I did see our colleague Jay. He's now the face of the safety videos while you wait in line. Gapper's been replaced by Jay. or Nick, the Olympic skier.
Right.
He
was on there for years. Yeah.
That's great.
But I felt good about that. Felt good about security. Felt good about the plane ride. Everyone had to have their mask on.
How are the other people? Like, I feel like I know that you did a really good job of taking care of your own health and safety.
You had to wear the mask in the airport, no?
In the airport.
Yeah.
The minute you walk in.
Oh, really?
Have it on.
The whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only time you would not have it on is if you were eating or drinking something.
So from the time you set foot in the airport to the time you get off the plane, what, or leave the airport in Florida, you're wearing that mask constantly.
I had it till I got in the car, yeah.
Wow.
I took it off. So it was probably about 2.5 hours, 3 hours, something like that total.
How'd that go? How'd that
it went
go?
Okay.
I mean, I know people do it for 8-10 hours a day.
Yeah. Chris got us the, what are the really fancy ones that hospital
the
workers?
PPE.
Oh, the N95s?
Yeah. Yes, he got us two of those, and they were a little more roomy. It's not up on your nose. You can breathe
a little
better.
More breathable.
That's good.
Yeah, and it wasn't
bad.
Did you
eat or drink anything in the airport? Because that is the only time you can take it off, I believe, is when you said you get a snack or something.
I did not. I waited till we got out of there.
You got out
they
of
didn't
there?
Serve anything on the plane.
They did. We went on Allegiant, so you got to pay for it. It's only an hour and 10 minute flight. So
they're serving food on Allegiant, huh?
They were.
You know, they were talking. It was a story about how, like, American Airlines, the peanut industry is in dire straits because American Airlines isn't serving peanuts now because of the pandemic. And so they have like 80,000 tons of peanuts that they don't know what to do with. So Allegiant is serving some food.
I mean, you had to pay, but yeah, they brought the card out. It was very quick. Only a few people got a beverage.
Gotcha.
Everyone did what they were supposed to do and seemed pretty calm about it. And there were no attitudes or
everybody was behaving and being nice.
Yeah.
You said the pilot came out?
Pilot came out, normally where the, you know, before they pushed the plane out, he came on the PA, came into the cabin so you could see him talking and was like, hey, listen, this is weird. We know that. We're trying to do our best. All of the filters are the same filters that the hospitals use in operating rooms.
The air filters.
He's talking about the airflow system on the plane. He was trying to reassure people.
Yep. Hey, it's not recycled air. We're putting new stuff in the whole flight. So, you know, that we're trying to do what we can do. We, you know, thoroughly clean everything. They had little kits. So, like, if you got to the airport and checked in and you didn't have the mask or you needed extra sanitizer or whatever, they had, like, little kits for everybody if you needed it, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's cool.
That is nice, yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. I felt good. There were busy airports, busy planes. They were packed.
I'm glad to hear the airport was, you know. But it was well managed, though. You felt like everybody was.
And people were kind of, you know, if you're coming one way and then there's people coming, they were kind of, you know, split. Same thing that people do when they walk on the sidewalk, you know, so kind of splits a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I felt okay.
That's good.
You know, sanitized, washed my hands, all that kind of stuff.
All the good stuff.
Did everything you were supposed to do.
I didn't feel any different than going to the grocery store.
Did people seem stressed? I mean, did you see anybody that seemed overly
nervous
or freaked out? Everybody's calm and rational.
I think the people
process.
That are choosing to fly Travel. To a vacation destination with their family
knew
during this kind
of mentally preparing,
they're kind of okay with it. The people that, you know, are not probably aren't doing that.
Yeah, sure. Right.
And there were some people in our group that drove instead of flew because they were like, I don't know, probably be fine, but I don't want to. Yeah. But overall, it was okay. I felt okay about it.
Hmm.
I'm glad we went. It was nice to check out and kind of get a different pace of life for a week and then come back rejuvenated, that kind of thing. So
I was looking at the pictures that Kristen's been taking on her road trip. So she and her daughter went in the opposite direction. They took a road trip to Big Sky, Montana.
Was that the final destination?
That's the final destination. Cool. That's where they are now. But they drove across country, like through Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska. Well, they stayed, I think, 3 nights. So,
making their way there?
Yeah, making their way there. Oh, and they went through like Grand Teton National Park and went to Jackson Hole. They were in Jackson Hole yesterday. And every picture they take, you know, they'll stop and they're just, it's the only car. Like they're doing these panoramic, these amazing, breathtaking landscapes. And then you see their little car.
And that's it.
And that's it. It just seems like they have the world, that part of the world to themselves. You're like, no, there's definitely people there. We just got lucky. But they would stop over the side of the road and have a picnic in a daffodil field. And
yeah, our house, we did an Airbnb and it was the last house before the National Seashore Park started. So it was just like our house and then sand dunes from 15 miles.
Wow.
So when you went out on the beach, you could look in either direction and you can see miles and miles in each direction. And there were maybe 6 people that way and 20 people that way.
Wow.
That like, sounds
that
great.
Is
that's
nice.
That was a good feeling because, like, okay, cool. We picked this because we wanted it to be chill.
Yeah.
And it
we
was.
Can breathe and, it was. And not worry, yeah. and that's awesome.
Well, welcome back.
There's your full report.
Yeah, I appreciate it. He, feeling good. He came into work, took his temperature this morning, reported his temperature. Sure, it was within normal parameters.
97.2.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.